So today, as we begin this wonderful series of conversations that are all about imagining your good, we invite you to take a moment and consider the two different terms that we're talking about. So the first one is, of course, imagining, and the second one is your good. We'll start with imagining. Imagining is what you do all of the time about everything. Your physical reality is a constant hologram that is in motion, that is manifesting, and it is arising out of your imagination. So as we've talked about before, when we talk about when someone says, well, I don't like that this happened and I want this to be different, we always remind them, well, you can have what it is that you're wanting, but if you fixate on what it is that you don't like, what you're doing is giving more opportunities to yourself to be fixated on what you don't like. That's imagining. That's one aspect of it. That's one example of it. So when you're imagining, what you're doing is projecting, and you're saying, this is what is, like that. It is so much ingrained in everything you're doing, most of it you don't actually notice, but all of it is yours. That isn't a call to get better at it, to do differently. We just invite you to notice that imagining is what you're always doing. And even in noticing that you're imagining the fact that you're imagining. And so the response that you get from the physical universe that surrounds you is not in overwhelming sort of tidal wave kind of ways, which is what many of you tend to think we're talking about. Like you're going to be able to move in to this thing that is otherwise objective and sort of cause a tidal wave to occur by getting really forceful in your imagining. And that's not what we're talking about. That's not the point of this conversation. That's not what we're ever really talking about. The imagining is more, if you will, subtle. Now, again, using the word subtle, we don't mean, and so you must become better and better at using your microscope and magnifying glass to get in on smaller and smaller images. That's not what we mean. The vast majority of what is happening, some of which you like and some of which you don't notice because it is so much a part of your experience, you don't really have much contrast to go by. And contrast is the only way you know the difference between one thing and another. But when something is so consistent and it's so clear and it's so obvious, you don't really put attention on it because there's not any real reason to give attention on it because it's all working out so well. So some of the examples we've used in the past to talk about this are the fact that electricity works and running water works. Now, there are times when that doesn't happen and it really gets your attention because you get some strong contrast. And the contrast is not the fact of the difference between 5 minutes ago, the power was on and now the power is off. The contrast is in the power of your desire. It is my desire for this to be consistently and continuously powered. Now, you don't think of it in those terms, but in fact, that is quite literally the way it works. When there is a break in it, it gets your attention. Now, if you're in the art or attempting to develop the science of understanding why things happen, this conversation is not going to help you very much. Because why things happen by the time they happen is an immaterial point. It's irrelevant. It's what you do with what you have. And so we could have called this series of conversations the conscious intention to imagine your good. Because the point here is not how you're going to use an overwhelming wave of will and intensity to sort of force into an otherwise objective reality that may or may not be going the way you want it to actually deliver the goods that you want and for it to do so right now. This is imagining. This isn't forcing. This isn't pushing. This isn't kicking. This isn't shoving. This isn't pushing or pulling. This is imagining. And what you're imagining is your good. Now, we've talked before about taking the good and taking the bad, sort of like the facts of life. You have to sort of deal with both, and that's the underlying idea in the chaotic universe. That's why the chaotic universe is chaotic. is because you're giving attention in equal measure to things that don't deserve that equal measure of attention. So when there's something you don't like, it doesn't deserve the level of attention that something you do like actually does merit. And it's not because one is good and one is bad. It's because you like one, which is a very important thing to notice, and you don't like the other, which isn't that important a thing to notice. But things are a little bit reversed to the way that they actually work well for you. When you put your attention on something you do like, you get more opportunities to put your attention on what it is that you do like. And we don't mean opportunities to overcome what you don't like in order to put it on what you do like. We mean quite literally, you get more opportunities to put your attention on what it is that you do like. So when you notice that you are having something that you don't like, it's an opportunity to change your mind right in that moment. Our friends Abraham have talked a bit about this as sort of taking the bounce. The way we talk about it is leveraging. You have an opportunity in that moment to leverage it, but we also say that that kind of contrast is useful for about the first 10 seconds. And then as it begins to sort of fade away, you go into overtime by habit, not from necessarily thinking it's a good idea, but you go into overtime to sort of grab it back and pull it back and say, but I'm going to fix this. I'm going to fix this. I'm going to fix this. It isn't necessary to fix anything. What you have now is an opportunity to make a decision about where you put your attention going forward. So imagining is a prospective idea. It is something that moves forward. But it doesn't move forward because it pulls you or pushes you. It moves forward because you are in constant forward motion. And imagining is what you always do with everything. It just seems like there are certain topics that you have taken over to the side and tried to hold back and say, well, I'm going to work on these because they're my responsibility and I need to fix these. But that's not the case at all. They're not broken, for one thing, so they don't need to be fixed. And for another thing, they're not really your responsibility in the way that you think they are. It is your job to direct, but it isn't even really a job. It's what you do. So, one of the other things we highly recommend that you notice is that every moment of every day, in every moment of every minute, in every place, with every situation, in every circumstance, in every relationship, with every single thing that is going on, you are in the right place right here, right now. The pain that you experience is when you deny that that's the case. That's pretty simple. But when you're imagining, what you're imagining is what you're prospecting and you are projecting into the future and saying, this is how this will play out and this is how this will lay out. But you're not doing it in a mechanical way. You're doing it in a much more subtle way. And the simplest suggestion we'll ever have, it's the one we offer all of the time, is to imagine what feels better and allow yourself to go in that direction. So when we talk about imagining your good, what we're talking about is not the thing that you think you need in order to get to the place where you're going. It's actually the place where you're going. So your good is not the good thing to do, the good thing to say, the good thing that you should be doing in order to make sure that the thing you really want actually happens. When we talk about your good, we're talking about what it is that you desire, what it is that you intend to have. And there's lots and lots and lots of that already in play. You may have a habit of sort of segregating out pieces and parts of your personality and pieces and parts of your experience and saying, well, these are the bad things, but these over here are the good things. But let me work on the bad things because I need to get rid of the bad things first in order to get to the good things. And then when I can get to the good things, then these other things that are really even really much better will actually happen. But first I have to go down. It's all very intelligent and it's all very understandable, but it is completely useless. It might get you a grade, a favorable grade on a paper, and you'll definitely be able to show your work. But this logic does not apply to the truth of who you are, because logic is something that you have developed. It's not something that defines you. Imagining your good is an active participation in deciding that you can have what it is that you actually want. You don't have to do this. You're not required to do this, but you have the opening and the possibility and the option to do this right now. Your good is what benefits you, but not in the sense of this thing out there that once you get hold of it will then be good for you. Your good is what benefits you in the thinking of it, and you can tell that it's a benefit because it feels better. Remember that you are a vibrational being first, that all of these objects and all of these things out in physical reality are arising very specifically for you on your behalf and to your benefit. Everything everywhere is working out for you on your behalf right now. And the way this works is not how you get to it, and it's not how you do it. It's what you imagine, and it's what you allow. So if you'll notice the words imagining and allowing, they're not forceful. They don't push anything. They're opening. They're expansive. Imagining your good is a very expansive thought. Imagining yourself being in the place at the time and in the way that is right for you is actually a very delicious thing to think. It doesn't solve any problems. It doesn't cure anything because there are no problems to solve and there's no disease to be cured. You don't need to be fixed because you're not broken. And we say these things again and again and again. Again, not because they're nice things to say, although they are very nice things to say, but they're actually true. This drum that we're beating is simple. You can have whatever it is that you intend to have, and there literally is nothing you need do in order to get there. There will be things that you do, however, do, because that's the nature of your being, is you're involved in things. So you're in the right place at the right time and in the right way right now. And all of these things are happening for you. And everything is exactly right, right here, right now, right in this moment. And it's good. So what we invite you to do from here is to take a moment today, right now, as you listen to this, and begin to imagine your good. And you can take whatever is at hand. You don't have to sit down and write anything out, although you certainly could. And you don't have to stop and fix anything, although you certainly could. You're in the right place at the right time and in the right way right now, and all is well. And as good as all of this is, it's only going to get better. That's absolutely positively the case. You could decide that you have the right thing at the right moment, and that this wonderfulness, this place that you're in, how this is working out, what is happening right here, right now for you, this is really good. Because it is really good. And in fact, you have wonderfulness arising in all sorts of ways and manners that are perfectly perfect for you right at this moment, right at this time, right at this place. Imagine that. Imagine how wonderful and delicious and amazing everything is right now. And then imagine how this just keeps getting better, not how mechanically, but how it feels as it expands and becomes more and more wonderful. You are here to have what it is that you intend to have, and the vast majority of what you imagine is already in play. And we mean, when we say vast majority, we're talking about 99%. The pieces and parts that you hold over to the side and say, well, this isn't working, are a very, very tiny percentage, although you have probably made those little tiny molehills into gigantic mountains, and that's okay. You don't have to. You can say right now, this is good, and you can look around and, using the power of your imagination, see how it is good. So that's where we would invite you to begin, and where we will go from here is to say what we love to say so very much. That is wonderful and as amazing and as powerful as all of this is, and it really, truly is. It really, truly is only going to be getting better and better and better from here.